With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello, welcome dear listener to this week's a bit special EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing this weekend's big FA Trophy tie between Nantwich Town and Stourbridge, and we'll be hearing from both managers as well as those important people, the radio commentators. And a little bit later in the show, we'll be catching up with the MPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes for a preview for this weekend's matches in the league. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So welcome everybody to this week's show, and let's be honest, we are going to be doing a fixture preview for the league in a bit, but there's only one place to start really, and that's the mammoth FA Trophy match taking place this weekend at the Weaver Stadium, and very shortly we're going to be hearing what the broadcasters think about this match, but journalists are one thing, let's go straight to the horse's mouth, the people who matter the most, the managers, and we're going to start off with Stourbridge's manager. A warm welcome back to Gary Hackett. Hello, Gary, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Good afternoon to you.
So, right, I mentioned this off-air then, but I might as well ask you again. I bet you're getting fed up with these big matches and cup competitions, aren't you, Gary?
I think as a manager, you could never get fed up with big matches. You know, that's what we're in the game for. And, you know, fortunately this year, we've had some magnificent FA Cup and FA Trophy games. You know, long may it continue. You know, there's a quarter final at stake, and you know, for ourselves and Nantwich, it's a great opportunity. We're two very attack-minded teams. We both score goals, so yeah, it could well be a cracker.
And when we talk about Stourbridge going into this match, I mean, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Stourbridge being a cup side, but actually that's not strictly true because you have been flying underneath the radar, and you're now only a couple of points from the playoffs. Question has to be asked, is getting to Wembley more important this season for Stourbridge, or is getting to the playoffs, or do you think you can get both?
A lot of people have asked me that, and you know, whether it ticks all the boxes for a lot of supporters, I don't know. I would take Wembley every time. There's a lot of people who will have promotions in their lifetime, which you know I've been fortunate enough to have. I don't think there'd be very managers at our level that have any achieved a Wembley appearance, and you know, it would be an amazing achievement. So, yeah, it might upset a few people, but I would take Wembley every time.
I asked Richard Clark, your social media officer, a couple of weeks ago about what is it about Stourbridge? What is it that gets you to places like Dover and gets you beating Braintree and Kidderminster? How do you get your team geared up to go to these places and create these upsets in cup competitions?
One thing, you've got to have good players. You've got to be organised, and you know, you've got to have a bit of luck on the day. But you know, in all instances, you know, beating Braintree, beating Kidderminster, beating Dover, you know, we've been worthy winners there. And maybe we've taken the clubs by surprise. They've maybe looked at the league table and seen that we're a couple of divisions below and taken us a little bit for granted. And that's probably a very foolish thing to do. And, you know, as I said, in all occasions, we deserve to win.
Now, we're going to hear from Nantwich very shortly. So the good news is, Gary, that both interviews will be going out roughly on the same show, so it'll be all right. What are you expecting from Nantwich on Saturday?
Well, as I said, you've only got to look at Nantwich in terms of how many goals they've scored this season. For me, they play as good a football as anybody in the league. They are very attack-minded. You know, they've got some very good individual players. And you know, as much as they beat us, I do enjoy watching them play. We had a fantastic game at home. You know, I think we won 4-3. And it was a very tight away game. And they beat us in, I think, the 93rd minute. But as I said, very attack-minded. So very, very much looking forward to the game, and you know, I expect it to be quite open. I know they've had a little bit of a tougher time in the league in recent weeks, but that happens, and you know, we've experienced it at certain times, and you know, especially last season, you know, our second half of the season, you know, was a little bit embarrassing to me. But we're in better shape this season.
I think we heard an interview that you did with Adam Parks in August where you were talking about the playoffs, and you were talking about that second half to the season, last season, and how you were trying to make sure it didn't happen again. And it is looking good. If you did get into the playoffs, is the club ready for that next step up?
Oh, yeah, without doubt. The club is ready. I mean, you know, we've been very fortunate that, you know, we've had some fantastic FA Cup runs. I think we've had four great FA Cup runs in 7 years. So financially, the club is in a healthy position, you know, on and off the pitch, very healthy. And, you know, we're capable of making that next leap up there. But, you know, don't get me wrong, there's some big hitters in our league. You know, you've got the likes of, you know, Darlington and Workington, who are ex-Football League clubs. Blythe, who experienced some fantastic FA Cup runs and have been knocking on the door. And then you can throw in the mix Salford, who, you know, and I think it's been well chronicled, the wealth of riches available to them.
And just a last question going into this match on Saturday. Any injury concerns, or is everyone up for this?
No. I think, you know, fingers crossed, we're pretty much up to spec with injuries, and it will be as close to full strength as we can. But we will be missing Matt Dodd, who's suspended. But apart from that, we'll be hopefully full strength.
Well, Gary, I can't wish you more luck than Nantwich, but I wish you equal luck as Nantwich are going to get.
Well, you could do, Ben, if you wanted to.
I could, but Alan Alcott will get me. He'll be on the phone if he did that, so I can't.
Yeah, you got your PC in on there.
Absolutely. But Gary Hackett...
No, you know, we get on very well with Nantwich. You know, they're a well-run football club, and, you know, we look forward to looking on Saturday.
Well, Gary Hackett, manager at Stourbridge, thank you very much for joining us on Evo Stick Extra this week.
Cheers, thank you.
So that's the view there from Stourbridge, but what of the hosts this weekend? Well, there's only one person we can speak to about the hosts this weekend. That's Nantwich Town manager Phil Parkinson. Hello, Phil, how are you?
Hi, Ben, well, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show this week, much appreciated. Very big game this weekend. How's things going into it?
Yeah, it's going really well. Preparations have been spot on this week. Everybody's returning back to fitness at the right time. We've got one or two little injury worries, but like I say, we've had a lot of good rehab this week from the CTC clinic under Rick Carter, which has been fantastic in terms of helping us get all these lads back to fitness. We've obviously had Stourbridge watched this Monday, and we're playing them twice this season. We like to think we're as prepared as we can be, and obviously trained accordingly to try and utilise our strengths and minimise theirs.
Now, form going into this, I know form's no guide in the FA Trophy, but Nantwich have been flying high pretty much all season, scoring loads of goals at the first part of the season. In recent weeks, it's tailed off a bit. Is it all down to this injury pile-up that's gone on at the club?
No, not so much the injuries. That has obviously had an effect to a degree, but I don't think the pitches have helped us a great deal. Not that I think we played poorly on them. The performances have been there. But obviously, when you're playing on very heavy pitches, it becomes a bit of a leveller. And I think most teams who've played Nantwich this season can see the style of football we're playing. And it works. And it really helps our attacking players, in particular, playing on a good pitch to create lots of spaces and create lots of chances. And we've been still doing that, which might seem a bit daft. We're obviously not winning and probably having low-scoring games. But it allows them defenders a chance to get back at our lads. And I feel that's what's been happening a little bit more. But as you can see, when we played Bradford the other day on a good pitch, and they're a league above what we can actually do to teams when we get that decent pitch, and obviously everything clicks.
I was going to mention the Bradford Park Avenue match, because we've just been speaking to Stourbridge, and obviously they've got great cup pedigree this season. We've beaten conference sides, but Nantwich haven't done too badly either. I mean, Bradford Park Avenue, Stockport County, they're no mean feats to get past them in the FA Trophy.
No, I mean, the Stockport game was fantastic for us, because it made us sort of look at what we've got and realise we can compete at the level of where we want to be, which is that Conference North next year. And then obviously Bradford Park Avenue reinforcing that fact that we can compete with these bigger clubs at the higher level, with wage bills that far exceed ours. So it just shows shows what Nantwich are capable of, and shows how far we've come over the last two seasons.
I was going to say about last season compared to this season. Last season was a bit of a write-off. This season's totally transformed. What's been the main driving force behind the success on the pitch this season?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, but that's a question I get asked all the time, what happened last season to this one. But if you look at when me and Neil came in, I think we were getting something like 1.6 points a game, and we sort of said if we can get that up to 2 points a game, we won't be far off next season. So when we came in, we did okay. The form has not really changed that much, so it was just a little bit of tweaking, and we seem to have found a nice formula that obviously fits the community, the club, the players, because everybody's sort of pushing in the right direction. And anybody will tell you the same thing in non-league football. If you get everybody going in that direction, it's a force to be reckoned with. And like I say, it's really helped us kick on again this season. Obviously, recruitment was important for us. We knew what we wanted to add to the squad, and that was goals. And we obviously managed to do that with the amount of goals we scored this season. So it was just we seemed to sort one end out in terms of getting the goals, but we had a bit of a tricky time over pre-season with the defence as well. A few lads went to pastures new, and that sort of messed up a little bit where we were last season with the defence. But it took us a good couple of weeks to get that to where it needed to be. And then I feel that, I think it was Barwell, we won 4-0, and we sort of realised we can keep a clean sheet, and that sort of kicked it on for us then in terms of giving that defence that bit of belief and give us something to build on again. And like I said, if I would have had that sorted right at the start, I feel that we wouldn't have chipped away a few of the points that we have this season.
Well, there's still a lot of games to play, has to be said, and Nantwich are well and truly in the playoff hunt, that's for sure. It's a question I asked Gary just a moment or two ago. Is your priority an FA Trophy final? But I mean, it's the quarterfinals next round. That's only a couple more matches to Wembley, potentially. Or would you take promotion?
Promotion, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, I feel like I should end the interview there. It's a beautiful way to end the interview. I'll just ask a couple more questions. When it comes to the setup at Nantwich, the Weaver Stadium is fantastic. Obviously, with Crewe Alexander next door, there's a hotbed of football there in that Cheshire area. The club is ripe for promotion, isn't it, for National North?
I'd like to think so. There's some things that we need to tweak with the infrastructure to make sure that we are ready to cope with that step up. But like you said, how far we've come, even though I'm not surprised looking at the players and knowing the club the way I do, we have come a long way in a short space of time. We've gone from being a team people look at as probably being mid-table to struggling to stay in the division, to a team where people are saying, what you say now, would you take promotion or an FA Trophy final? So
yes.
It's a huge step forward, and it's something I'm really proud of. And like you say, when you look at the teams in and around us, Stoke City aren't too far away. Obviously, Crewe, Port Vale, Macclesfield. There is a good hotbed of talent and football clubs around the South Cheshire and Cheshire area at the moment, North Staffordshire. Because a lot of our players come from them areas, North Staffordshire and Cheshire. That's the little kind of combination we like to get right there, and it works really well. So yeah, if you ask me that question again, what would it take? It would definitely be promotion. But it was always a 2-year plan. When I looked at what we had and where I thought we could be, we sort of had a look at this season and said if we can be in and around the playoffs, we'd be really happy. So we've sort of been rock solid in there up till now. So we're not far away where we thought we'd be. So a few people obviously got a little bit excited and carried away with us being so high up the league. But again, that's a compliment to the players and the way they've conducted themselves and the effort and application they've put in on and off the pitch. There's a lot of work going in at Nantwich, and I think it's really paying dividends at the moment.
Well, Phil, I can't wish you more luck, so I'm just going to say I wish you equal luck as Stourbridge. coming up on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
It'll just get me in trouble with the league if I wish you more luck than Stourbridge Bridges say. I can't
no
face
problem.
It. But all the best going into this weekend's match, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. See you again, Ben.
That's Phil Parkinson there, manager at Nantwich Town. Thanks for joining us on Evo Stick Extra. So enough about what the managers think, because let's be honest, the managers, you know. There's other people in football who do a lot more thinking, and those people are the journalists and broadcasters, the bread and butter of non-league football. And one of those people who does a lot of bread and butter, it's Johnny Crowther from Redshift Radio. Hello, Johnny, how are you?
Very well, Ben, yourself?
I'm all right. I think that introduction was all right. this weekend, this is a very big deal, Nantwich against Stourbridge in the FA Trophy, isn't it?
It's absolutely massive. I don't know if you've seen on social media the amount of tweets that are going out, the amount of coverage it's getting. You know, it's a massive game, and both sides, they're a credit to the Northern Premier League. Stourbridge 7th in the league at the moment, Nantwich 8th. I'd expect a crowd of about 1,000 as well on Saturday. I really think there's that much interest in the game. It's going to be an absolute cracker. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Now, we've had some interviews there, obviously, with Gary Hackett and Phil Parkinson from Nantwich. And obviously, this is a key game, and both managers are going for it. When it comes to the league form, I asked the question to both managers, is trophy more important than promotion? And I got two different answers. As a fan of Nantwich, what's your view?
Oh, it's a cracking question. The Northern Premier League, if we talk about the league for a minute, the league is so competitive this year. I mean, Nantwich, as you know, Ben, they've been absolutely flying. And they're down in eighth now. It's such a tough league. Stourbridge, I've got a soft spot for Stourbridge. I think what they've done is absolutely brilliant. I really think it's a great club. The league's so important, but it's so difficult as well to kind of get promotion or to get to the playoffs at the very least. But at the end of the day, it's the FA Trophy. I mean, you know, there's a chance here for one of these two teams, you know, to get through to the quarterfinals. They're the two lowest-ranked teams currently in the competition. And there's a chance of a trip to Wembley. I mean, come on, it's phenomenal on both counts. But, you know, both teams will be absolutely flying and going for it on Saturday. Believe me, they really will. And both sets of supporters will want they want everything given on the pitch on Saturday. So, in answer to your question, I'm greedy, mate. I want both.
that's the kind of answer I like. I like that. Now, you mentioned the form in Nantwich. It has dipped a little bit. When I spoke to Phil, then it was about. This is a 2-year plan, and obviously we're in the first year of that plan. And it's been going well at the start of the season, and then it's dipped off slowly, but they're still roughly in the right place. What's your take on the dip and form at the moment?
Well, you know what? I'll be completely honest with you. You talk about a dip in form. There's no easy games in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League. We've got beat by Whitby at home.
Yeah.
They're a good side. I believe they'll stay up. I mean, I go on a lot. I go on every week to you about Mikey Roberts at Whitby. I think he's a brilliant centre forward, and it won't surprise me if he ends up as a league's top scorer. But there's no easy games at the end of the day. I don't see a massive dip in form, I'll be honest with you. It is a little blip. We beat Bradford PA at home 5-0. Yes. They're a league above us. That's not a blip, Ben. For me, I have to be honest with you, I don't see it as a blip. I think Nantwich Town, what they've done this season, we've scored 92 goals. It's absolutely brilliant. And I don't see it as a blip. I just see non-league football in general as on the up. And I think there's some real quality sides in there. You just look at the league table. You look at what Workington are doing at the moment. Phenomenal. Blyth Spartans, Salford City, Darlington, Stourbridge, Nantwich. You keep going. Buxton, you know, Ilkeston. There's no easy games, Ben. So, you know, I don't see it as a blip. I think if you beat Bradford PA at home 5-0 in an FA Trophy game, recent form.
And Stockport, we should say, as well.
We beat Stockport County away 2-0 as well, and that was a massive... What a result that was for the club. Absolutely phenomenal. And the fans keep, you know, quite rightly, the fans love this running effort. we've not only beat Stockport County in the FA Trophy round then, we beat Salford City at home as well.
Yeah.
They may have rested a few players. I don't care. They've got a big squad. To beat Salford City 2-1, yeah, fantastic. So, no, I don't see it as a blip. I just see it as the odd time you're going to lose a game, and at the end of the day, that's the way the cookie crumbles, so to speak. But I think Mantovich is still playing some great football. And as a commentator that does the games, I'm absolutely loving watching the football. It's full of quality, it's full of hunger, it's full of desire, it's full of passion, it's full of everything that you want at non-league football at grassroots level. Brilliant to watch.
You see, listener, that's why Johnny Crowther's a good broadcaster, right there. See? So, coming up then for this Saturday, when we discussed this fixture on the MPL show last week, we got various different answers, and to be fair, each one of them was a valid answer, because this one's too close to call, I feel. What are you expecting this weekend?
What I'm expecting is a really competitive game, and both sides trying to be a non-biased journalist, and obviously covering Nantwich Town, and that's where my heart is. But a lot of big soft spot for Stourbridge. I think the two quality sides, they're both well organised, they've both got brilliant managers in my opinion. They're both very fit and play great football the right way. They pass, Stourbridge have got Carl Hawley, ex-Carlisle, scored 18 goals this season. They've got Justin Richards, who scored 12. That's 30 goals there, two front men have scored. But hey, Nantwich have got Elliot Osborne, midfield player, 16 goals this season. Liam Shotton, 15 goals this season. Stevie Jones, I think he's got 13. Oh, I tell you what, if you're a fan of football and you've got nothing to do on Saturday, I tell you what, get yourself down to the Weaver Stadium, because it's going to be an absolute classic, this one.
That's right. And if you're unable to make it to the Weaver Stadium on Saturday, if you're from a Nantwich Town perspective, where's the best place to get the coverage live in your ears?
Yeah, well, we'll be covering it again on MixLR. So there's a link on the Redshift Radio website, which most of our listeners just link into. Get onto MixLR, and we'll have live commentary from the game on Saturday. We also always do the post-match interviews as well. So if you can't get down to the game, listen in. But if you can, honestly, if you can, get yourself down there. You know, it's only a tenner in for adults. You're just going to see a great game of football. And I already know from looking at the Stourbridge Twitter account, Ben, just to let you know, they've already got a couple of coaches, you know, coming to the game. I'd expect them to bring 300, maybe 400 supporters on Saturday. And I honestly believe we'll be touching 800-900, which is fantastic for a club like Nantwich, who normally average between 300 and 400. And you've seen it yourself, the amount of coverage this game is getting, and quite rightly so, because they're two quality football sides. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm really looking forward to this game. It's going to be a cracker. And it's going to be goals. Believe me, there'll be goals. These two sides, they score week in, week out, and we've just been through the stats there. You know, there's going to be goals. This isn't going to be a nil-nil. There's going to be goals in this game. Absolutely.
And just a bit of tourist information for those Stourbridge fans heading to Nantwich. There's a delightful tea room just in the town centre. It's lovely. I can't remember the name, but it's nice. Johnny Crowther from Redshift Radio, thank you for that perfect bit of analysis for this match coming up on Saturday. And we wish you the best of luck with your broadcast. I'm not wishing him luck, Stourbridge fans, for the match itself, with the broadcast, and I hope the best team wins. I hope football wins. Thank you, Johnny. So, lastly, on this mammoth FA Trophy preview special of Evo Stick Extra that we're doing now, there's only one more person we can speak to, really, and that's Adam Parks from Black Country Radio. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Nice to talk to you again.
No, welcome back to the show, and I hope you had a lovely Christmas and all the best for the new year and all that kind of thing, that we can, these kind of messages that we pass in February.
Yeah, bit late for all that.
I know, exactly. Anyway. So, how excited are you about this match coming up on Saturday?
I think if you can't get excited for a last 16 game in the FA Trophy, when you can literally sort of see the Twin Towers of Wembley in the distance, then you can't get excited about any game. And this has always been a more realistic proposition for Stourbridge, despite the fact they've had such a good FA Cup run in recent seasons. The FA Trophy is always a more likely opportunity to get to Wembley because you're playing against other non-league sides. And Stourbridge have proved in recent games and indeed recent seasons that they more than match teams in the Vanarama Conference and just below as well.
It's interesting the excitement for Wembley that you've said, because when I spoke to Gary Hackett as well, and I think he said the same thing on the non-league show, he'd quite happily sacrifice the playoffs for the chance to go to Wembley. Is that a widely held view then at Stourbridge?
Well, I think we've been thriving, the town has been thriving on the cup runs in recent seasons, and it's given a lot of publicity to Stourbridge Football Club. So, yes, I think from that point of view, it is very important that Stourbridge get as far as they can. If they can get to Wembley, it'll be a fantastic day out for everybody from the town. But I think also Gary will be hard thinking about the playoffs as well. When you're only just outside the top five as they are at the moment, I suspect it's probably a heart against head thing. His heart will want to get to Wembley, but I think his head will probably still want to get promotion.
And I think when we spoke to you a while ago in August, I think it was, or September, you actually interviewed Gary Hackett live as we were recording. And I think the question was asked about, can we make the playoffs this season? It's now a real possibility, isn't it, for Stourbridge? Because, like you say, it's just 1 point currently at time of recording to Ashton United, and anything can happen with those teams in the playoffs at the moment.
I think it's very much 5 from 8 as you look at the table at the moment. You can go down as far as Nantwich. I think probably it's a little bit too much for Rushall now to get into the playoffs, but Stourbridge's last two victories are important victories, last Saturday and Monday, and it's just put them back on a winning run and getting that momentum. I'll be honest, the last game I saw was away at Barwell about 10 days ago, and they looked short of ideas that night, albeit Barwell played very well to their own conditions. But I think Stourbridge have got a very settled side, and a side that very much like Nantwich. Nantwich will play for the full 93, 94, 95 minutes, and indeed, you know, that they got a late winner against Stourbridge at their place in the league earlier in the season. Indeed, I saw them get a late winner against Halesowen Town as well earlier in the season at the Grove. So, you know, Nantwich will never give up, and they'll play to the bitter end.
And the other thing about these two teams as well, going into this one, the goals scoring that both teams are capable of. Admittedly, Nantwich have scored 10 goals more, but then again, they played 2 games more, so you never know. Stourbridge could easily claw that back. It's going to be a really entertaining match, this, isn't it?
Stourbridge will try and play it the proper way on the ground, and they've got the players now, and they've got a settled side. That's an important thing, with the likes of Sean Geddes coming back to the club. They've got goal scorers like Carl Hawley and Justin Richards who are in form at the moment. They're going to be missing Matt Dodd through suspension on the right-hand side, but Chris Late has come back into a bit of form on the left-hand side. The defence is pretty solid. They brought in a new goalkeeper. So, you know, there's lots of positives to take out of it for Stourbridge. But like I say, don't underestimate Nantwich. You know that 5-0 victory against Bradford Park Avenue was no fluke. And
Stockport, of course, as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. And they're a very, very good side. They were leading the NPL, I think, earlier on in the season. So, you know, they're no pushovers.
And the other thing to say, though, is whatever happens in this match, the NPL will be the winners of it, obviously. And the other thing to say is as well, that whatever happens with Stourbridge this season, it's been a remarkable year with Braintree and Kidderminster beating them 15 times or whatever it is this season. and obviously the Dover match, it's just been an epic season so far for Stourbridge.
Well, I think, as I said earlier, it proves that they can beat teams in higher leagues above them. And I think they were a bit unlucky against Eastleigh in the FA Cup, because Eastleigh at the end of the day only had about 2 or 3 chances, and they put away their chances. Otherwise, Stourbridge may have progressed further in the FA Cup. But they certainly proved over and over again that they're more than a match for size in the Vanarama Conference.
Well, this is going to be a really thrilling match, and I'm just gutted that I'm going to be elsewhere in a
different
division.
We'd better hope for a replay then, hadn't we?
Well, yeah, I'm actually going down your neck of the woods to Solihull. Anyway, so this weekend, we mentioned Nantwich Town. If you want biased commentary for Nantwich Town, Redshift Radio is the place to go. But for Stourbridge supporters, there's only one show in town, isn't there, Adam?
Of course, it's Black Country Sport on Black Country Radio, all the W's, blackcountryradio.co.uk, and we'll also have a reporter covering the big game as far as Salford City are concerned, away at Halsoe in town. So plenty of Northern Premier League interest throughout the afternoon.
Excellent. And what time are you going on air, by the way? Just to
We're on from 2 till 6, and the commentary, I guess, will start from about 10 to 3.
Well, Adam, from Black Country Radio, thank you for joining us this week on the Evo Stick Extra podcast. And we should say as well that if you do make it through to the next round, and even Wembley, then we'll definitely have you back on.
Cheers, Ben.
Nice of you. That is the end of our FA Trophy preview for this weekend. A big, massive match, that one. Nantwich Town against Stourbridge at the Weaver Stadium. It's going to be absolutely mammoth. And, of course, you can keep abreast of everything that's going on via Johnny Crowther or Adam Parks. Take your pick. But you've got biased commentary from both sets of clubs, so that's good to know for Saturday. But enough about the FA Trophy, because the vast majority of clubs in this league, the FA Trophy's old hat. You've all moved on, and it's now just about the league, except for those clubs still in the Dudeson, obviously. But it's just about the league for this weekend. And speaking of just about the league, well, there's only one place we can turn to for this weekend's fixture preview, and that's to the NPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes. Hello, James. Are you there?
Hello, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right, mate. Thank you for joining us once again for Evo Stick Extra. Must be sucker for punishment, but welcome.
I was going to say, it's nice and peaceful, just us two every now and again, Ben.
Now, one of these days, I'm gonna put a picture online of my setup here at my house. Because, listener at home, James isn't wrong. It's so nice. We record this on a Wednesday evening normally, and I've literally got my feet up on my desk while we're doing this. It's lovely. So, James, what we're going to do is we're going to merge the review of last weekend with the preview for this weekend. Don't worry, it'll all make sense. Now, Blyth Spartans on Saturday beating Grantham Town by 1-0. However, midweek, well, James, what happened?
I think it's a bigger turn up for the books, and potentially has opened the table once again, going down a 2-0 away at Workington. Everyone last week said that was going to be a big opportunity for Workington to get back into the title race, and they've just absolutely blown it wide open. The game's back on now. Darlington have got back in the reach again, obviously, with their results during the last week. So it's getting interesting again.
I mean, I did say last week, you know, I think we all said, actually, in fairness, that it was still Workington could not be ruled out of this, and they proved it with that 2-0 midweek win. They're now back in this title hunt, I'm going to suggest. Currently, they're now 5 points from leaders Blyth Spartans. Now, this weekend, Blyth Spartans have got Hyde United. Now, we've had some correspondence in about this match. Thomas Rothwell's been in touch from a Hyde United perspective. Hopefully, we can continue from our second half performance from last Saturday against Blyth this weekend. It's going to be very, very tough, though. And John Hague, after losing at Workington last night, an away win at Hyde is imperative. And he's not wrong, it is, isn't it? And Scott Dewhurst, I am confident Robbie Dale will come a lot closer to finding the target than he did at Workington last night. Apologies to anyone standing in the corner when he struck that free kick. Ouch. So it's a big game this weekend for Hyde United, but more importantly for Blyth Spartans.
Yeah, Blyth needs to get that form up and running straight away as well. Hyde, obviously, during the week, obviously, I'm not going to go into full details at this moment in time.
You can't. They got beat by Skelmersdale United. That's a concerning result, I'm going to suggest, It's been a bad week, full stop, because then there was, on Saturday, Stourbridge 5, Hyde United 1. So they can't beat Blyth this weekend, can they?
It's going to be very difficult to see. Again, looking at the last four games, majority of them have been against mid-table teams, lower-table teams, with the exclusion of Workington and Stourbridge, where they've conceded 9 goals. You can't look past play Spartans, especially with the players that they've got them missing as well. They could easily get dragged in the bottom of the form table at this moment in time, conceding for fun.
This weekend, Workington, they'll be looking to keep the pressure on Blyth. This weekend, Workington are hosting Marine. We've had a couple of correspondents in for this one. Andrew Walker is expecting another 3 points for Workington on Saturday, whilst Michael Holland, away at Workington for Marine, probably the hardest game we could ask for, and we're going to need a big performance to get anything from this game, and he's probably right in that regard. Just to cover off Marine's results from past weekend, Marine 0, Darlington 1. Will come to Darlington now. That's Darlington now on the move. They just need to get the games under the belt. And speaking of which, midweek, Darlington 1883 played Buxton and won by 3-1. A very impressive home win, that one, for Darlington.
Yeah, again, making the most of the advantage of Blyth slipping up there at the same time. Obviously, it's looking at some of the players Darlington have got at the moment as well. They're more than capable of upsetting the horse cart there.
Apple cart.
It's any sort of cart.
It's an apple
really
cart
matter.
Being dragged by a horse. That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, there we go. Obviously, they win the games then. They can actually go top of the table. So they're going to be looking at the likes of Cartman and Gaskell in the next couple of weeks. Looking at Darlington's next couple of fixtures, they've got hosting Skelmersdale, who, and even though they're down the bottom end of the table, they're not necessarily a whipping boys as such. Especially looking at the last couple of results for Skelmersdale as well, where they have been a little bit indifferent, but they've not took any major heavy defeats except against Salford. So if Darlington are going to slip up, it's potential of them to slip up here. It's a hard one to present at one. I reckon that could actually be contender for game of the day outside the FA Trophy.
Now, Salford City, last week on the MPL show, we said that their match against Frickley was very losable indeed. They didn't get beat, but it was a close call. It finished 2-2. It went 1-0 to Salford, then 1-1 just on the stroke of half time, and then 2-1 to Salford, and Frickley Athletic getting the equaliser on the 88th minute. A good result that for Frickley Athletic, not so good that for Salford City, given what happened in the matches in the previous week. However, they made amends midweek, beating Ramsbottom United by 4-0. Richie Allen getting on the score sheet there. This weekend, Salford, it's not getting easier for Salford this weekend. Hailsoe in Town is where they're going on Saturday. And we've had a couple of correspondents in. Ron Catton has been in touch to say the Yelts v Salford will be a hard game, but up the Yelts. And Rob Lloyd, we play Salford. We might get a mention on the show as we're playing a team from Manchester. Oh, they're not from Manchester. It's a city in itself, Rob. And a tough game for us, no doubt, after 3 successive defeats. We would take a point. Would Salford take a point this weekend? They have to win, don't they?
They have to win that. And again, looking at what's happening recently as well, it is capable of them doing, because Hailsoe aren't, they've lost that bit of home form that they had from last season as well, dropping easy points against the likes of teams like Hyde, Barwell, Frickley at home as well. Obviously, their last home game was at home to Blyth Spartans, so again, it's not getting any easier for them. And that's where stuff like morale can start hitting you a lot more if you're starting to lose home games.
Now, also playing this weekend, that's the top four covered. In fifth place at the moment is Ashton United. They had a hell of a game on Saturday. It finished 4-4 between themselves and Matlock Town. Didn't we say that was going to be the case?
I think someone said it was either going to be a massive all scores one, or it's just going to be a drab 0-0. And I think That's one of the games where you can imagine that it's just going to be mental, especially with the weather last Saturday as well in the Manchester area.
Well, congratulations to both clubs for putting that one on. This weekend, Ashton United are travelling to Frickley Athletic. There's easier places to go to, that's for sure.
Yeah. Again, Frickley performing more than well enough at home at the moment. Granted, they've had a couple of defeats to Blyth from Rushall. Ashton, again, they seem to be going back to the old school Ashton where 1 week they can be completely dominant and scoring for fun. The next, they can just fall away quite easily. Again, thinking about the Workington game where they lost 5-2 last month. Frickley's a place where that could potentially happen to them. Fair play to Frickley for how they're doing. So let's have a good game with that one.
Barwell are currently in sixth position at the moment. They have played a few games more than everyone else, but the games they're currently playing, they're winning. Barwell 2, Ramsbottom United 1 was the result on Saturday. Just to remind you, that's two defeats for Ramsbottom United, currently bottom of the table, but more on that shortly. This weekend, Barwell will be travelling to Rushall Olympic. Now, Rushall Olympic, on Saturday, they didn't have a game due to, I think, a postponement, I think it might have been. So they haven't played at all. So they'll just be itching to get on the pitch. Barwell are an interesting one, I think.
Yeah, obviously, Barwell, five on the trot as well, as well as other than Workington, the form team in the league at this moment in time. Again, Barwell are more than capable of showing that they can play football. But again, both of these teams are doing brilliantly. I need to mention midweek as well, Rushall, they were getting beat at Old Trafford, taking down Stoke City in one of the County Cups against the under 21 side. So again, another 21s team isn't necessarily a bad thing to be beaten at this moment in time. This could be another opportunity where, like Ashton and Matlock, that could be a 4-4 game. This could be 5-5, could be 2-0, 4-1, 7-6. You never know. Whoever loses that one will be absolutely devastated, especially with the runs both teams are on this moment in time.
And the thing is as well, with Stourbridge and Nantwich both in trophy action on Saturday, it's a good chance. They're currently 7th and 8th in the league. It's a good chance for Barwell to get away from them a bit and to put the pressure on, or it's a good chance for Rushall to close the gap on Stourbridge and Nantwich and Barwell, as it were.
I mean, Rushall will have more to play for in that game, looking at the league table, because obviously the games in hand they have got on Barwell. But as you said there, with Stourbridge and Nantwich not playing, and if Ashton drop points away at Frickley, good opportunity for them to just start putting more pressure on a top five place.
Now, in previous weeks, the bottom four have had very good weekends. It's not really been a good weekend for the majority of the bottom four. That said, Colwyn Bay did get a win on Saturday, and it was a big win. Stamford 2, Colwyn Bay 3. We said that was a must win for both sides, and Colwyn Bay won it. Congratulations to them. Can they repeat the trick again this coming weekend? Well, they're hosting Buxton, and at this point, it's now time for Joyce's email of the week, which I've not vetted or checked beforehand, James. So I'm just going to go for it and see how far we can get. Are you sitting down?
Yes, go on.
Bucks need to stop conceding silly goals to get some must-needed wins under their belt. But it doesn't help when you lose your key player, Burrell, to Harrogate Town, or your keeper out for the rest of the season, and he's not been properly replaced. We had a kid in goal last at Darlington, and that doesn't help when the board... Oh, I'm not getting into this. Anyway, so... I got halfway. Joyce, I got halfway. Now, Colwyn Bay, though, good week for them.
Yeah, let's not mention their second fixture of during the week just yet, but this could be another opportunity for Colwyn Bay. I'm just going to come back to the Saturday game where apparently Stamford, this was the worst performance they've played in over 20 years against a team down the bottom end.
Who's that from?
That's Stampy's words as well, not just mine. And looking at the MPL Twitter page after the Saturday's fixtures, a lot of Stamford fans were thinking the same. And I think a lot of them are preparing for relegation at this moment in time. Oh. If Colwyn Bay continue this form, maybe. But again, I've seen them a number of times, including last night in the Dukes. And I can't really see that opportunity arising for them at all.
Now, the thing with Colwyn, as you said, Colwyn Bay, they're currently 3 points from Whitby Town. Marine are in the mix as well, but we've said this all along. Marine, they've currently got 3 games in hand over Whitby Town and Colwyn Bay, and 4 games in hand over Micklover Sports. Micklover Sports are 6 points now from the relegation zone. Got Matlock on Saturday. There's
That's a tough one.
There's easier places to go to. I mean, we say that about every team, though, but it's particularly the case in Matlock. Now, Whitby Town, we mentioned Whitby Town. They're currently now out of the relegation zone, and they've done that by beating Hales Owen Town by 2-1 on Saturday. A very impressive result, that, for Whitby Town, proving that they've got teeth, and they're going to show them. This weekend, they're travelling to Ilkeston. Ilkeston now a bit of mid-table limbo, but still in the Dudeson. I'm just throwing that out there. More on that in a second. Andrew Snaith, one of the best aways, Ilkeston, for Whitby on Saturday. One of the best pitches too. Hopefully an extension to our five-match unbeaten run. It is an impressive run and an impressive feat that Whitby are doing at the moment.
Indeed so. And again, they've got goal scoring as well. 41 goals this season as well. For a team down the bottom end of the table, that's not a mean feat either. The only team that's ever done that in the past is Radcliffe Borough, avoiding relegation in the division below. So, again, looking at their next coming fixtures after this week, this month, I reckon, again, going to decide what their fate's going to be. Teams down the bottom, in the bottom eight. So it's all in Whitby's hands here at this moment to see what can happen.
Also, this weekend, just to cover off some of the other matches taking place, down the bottom end, it's now imperative, this one, I think, for Stamford. They're travelling to Sutton Coldfield Town, and Peter Bibbings has been in touch to say, big match for us on Saturday at home to Stamford. It's one that we're expected to win, and the points will be very useful in our quest for consolidation. I think it must really come home to Sutton Coldfield fans when they're playing Stamford this weekend, and it's quite comfortable for them.
Yeah, Sutton Coldfield, again, I think everyone's going to admit that they've not overperformed, but shocked everyone to how they could have adapted into the league this year.
I'm not shocked. I'm just putting that for the record. Carry on, James.
No worries. He expects Sutton Coldfield win for that one.
Grantham Town, despite the fact that they've had two defeats this past week, we mentioned the Blyth Spartan ones from Saturday, they also got beat at Matlock Town on Tuesday as well, 3-1. This weekend, they're travelling to Ramsbottom United. Just to confirm, this is a 2 o'clock kickoff due to ongoing floodlight problems, won't it, at Ramiford?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a 2 o'clock kickoff there. And with the week that Ramsbottom's had, is that it now, do you think?
I think we've said it for a long time. It's not going to be the same situation as Trolston's Hyde in the Conference North, for example. Again, they're back at home now after what's happened in the winter. It's been about 2-3 months since the last home game was played. So this could be a tough one for Grantham, just on the fact that it's going to be truly a home advantage for Ramsbottom in that case. It could be tough for Grantham, but I don't think it will matter too much to them at this moment in time.
It's now time for the Integro Dudeson League Cup Roundup. Boom! So on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, there's two matches taking place. Now, we've covered a bit of this in the Division 1 show this month as well, because both teams, Carlton Town and Kidsgrove Athletic, are both flying the flag for Division 1 South. Flying the flag for the Premier Division is Stamford and Sutton Coldfield Town. Both matches kicking off at 7:45. Stamford v Carlton Town and Sutton Coldfield Town versus Kidsgrove Athletic. Now then, is there going to be two upsets on Tuesday night in this one?
I don't think so, more for Sutton Coldfield Kidsgrove game. Sutton Coldfield, again, home advantage. Would you call it a local derby, I reckon?
It's a shorter trip than most.
So I think that one's going to be a lot more open than people could expect. I think Sutton Coldfield could potentially start to sneak through that one. The more interesting game is the Stamford Carlton one. Because again, it's at Stamford. But if Stamford they might have a go at the cup now, because again, it's just something to keep the fans entertained, happy. It's a nice little, it's a distraction from what's going on. Granted, yeah, no one wants to get relegated, especially the way Stamford been playing in that regard. But it's a nice chance for Stamford just to get that weight off the shoulders and prove that they are more than capable of playing good football.
Now, we did mention Ilkeston earlier as well. Ilkeston, they're hosting Daventry, but that match is taking place on Monday, the 15th of February. And that then is followed by the bulk of the rest of the third round matches that they're taking place on Tuesday, the 16th of February. More on that on next week's Evo Stick Extra. James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, thank you for joining us this week. Now, how could people get involved and have a go at you and that kind of thing on Facebook?
facebook.com/groups/ the MPL, or on Twitter at the MPL group. And also, just a quick reminder, if everyone's listening to this, pay attention to the group from Monday the 15th, because there'll be something important starting to go up.
Okay. And just to say, James Hayes was the one who said he was shocked by Sutton Coldfield, not me. I never said that. Anyway, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, thank you for joining me this week on Evo Stick Extra, and we'll be hearing from you next week.
No worries, Ben. Thank you very much.
And now for your correspondence. Bruce Stowell-Wolf-Pearson has been in touch to say it's a big match between the last two remaining NPL clubs at Nantwich in the last 16 of the FA Trophy. Come on the glass, boys. While Richard Clark has been in touch to say it's a huge FA Trophy tie for Stowell at Nantwich. Last two Evo Stick teams meeting for a place in the quarterfinals. Impossible to predict a winner, but I hope it's us. And literally, Richard, every fan is saying that at that game. Meanwhile, in Division 1 North, Rob Wood has been in touch to say 3 points for Warrington at Harrogate Railway Athletic, if it's on, hopefully. While Lloyd Berry, if it's on, 3 points against Harrogate for Warrington, nothing else. While Phil Harrison, from a Vicks perspective, has been in touch to say, after last week's second half implosion at home to Farnsley, Northwich must be desperate to show it was just a blip. Let's get a win and keep the pressure on. Up the mighty Vicks. While elsewhere in Division 1 North, Jonathan Wood, if Scarborough score, it'll be a shock. Nick Harling, got to be 3 points for Clitheroe against New Mills to end their sudden upturn in form. Now, Nick. Liam Corrett, away to Drolsden, a must win after the atrocious performance on Saturday. And Liam Curry, of course, is a Spennymoor fan. Ian Wilkinson, top team Farsley on tour again. Can the run continue against Burscough? Yes, he says. Meanwhile, back in the Premier Division, Andrew Snaith, one of the best aways, Ilkeston for Whitby on Saturday. One of the best pitches too. Hopefully an extension to our 5-match unbeaten run. While Ron Catton has been in touch to say the Yelts v Salford will be a hard game, but up the Yelts. While Josh Roberts has said, Hillsow in town, we're going to get battered. That's the spirit, Josh. To Division 1 South now, and Paul Griffiths has been in touch to say Kidsgrove need wins now, starting at Spalding. Hopefully, with cut grass. Well, fingers crossed, Paul. Ian Lummis, Gresley at home and looking for a fourth win in a row in all competitions, looking for consistency and to keep confidence that was hurt through lack of matches against a very poor Roms side with the players I most want us to sign. While John Sobert, Leek Town visit Basford United, 3rd v 8th. Basford had a nightmare over Christmas, but have since recovered well. Leek Town will be up against it, but last week's back-to-back clean sheet wins may be an indicator that Basford won't have it all their own way. And John predicts 2-0 to Leek. Leslie Troke, Colville Town are at home to Rugby Town. Let me just check that for you, Leslie. We don't want to see you going to that ground and being disappointed. Yes, that's indeed true. Colville Town against Rugby Town in Division 1 South on Saturday. Dan Jackson, after arguably the toughest month of fixtures I can remember for a long time, a nice easy win for Lincoln United away at Market Drayton. Oh yeah, and just a 3-hour coach journey as well. And finally, Mark Whittaker's been in touch to say, when is that Division 1 going to get a mention? Well, let me tell you, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity to plug another show. The Evo Stick Division 1 show for January is out now on all good podcast providers, including Audio Boom, the iTunes Store, and of course, the league website. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter and get to find out whether your team's playing on Saturday morning by going on the Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But that's it from me for this week's show. A big, big thank you to all my guests for joining me. And a big thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in as well. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.